Yo, it's Wagwan General Smokes, and you're listening to Pitch Picks. If you haven't already, like and subscribe. We are so close.
Hey, that was. You know what, man? I think you should start asking people nicely. Be like, hey, be nice if you guys. So you just hit like on this video.
Okay, all right, guys, please, from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, don't be a simp either.
Yeah, it would mean
hey.
It would mean the world to me if you guys liked this video and subscribed and shared it with some friends.
It would be cool. It would be nice.
The channel's growing. We're almost at 2K subs. Our next goal is 5K. We'll have a huge giveaway for when we hit that. So please like and subscribe. Share it with some friends. Let's start the show on a positive note, something we can all agree on, and I think that's Tottenham being shit. Watching them bottle that game up 2-0 and losing 3-2 was glorious. In fact, I was with you in the cave on Sunday.
Yeah.
I thought the match was wrapped at halftime. And then, what was it? We were like in the second quarter of the Bears game. You're like, bro, Tottenham just lost the fucking game.
Well, and we didn't have it on. So like when the football, the NFL started, the cave goes NFL. It's out of our control. And then you pull up the score later. It's like, how did this even happen? So,
quick.
Yeah, did it? It was three goals in 10 minutes.
It happened in it happened in 15 minutes. Yeah. By the 66th, it was already three.
Damn.
It's crazy.
They play that high line.
It was a beautiful sight to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I only knew what was going on because I saw Zaz. Spursy tweet.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, Spursy.
I was dying on the couch, you know, the dying on my couch, and I just could not believe it.
Why were you dying?
It was incredible. Yeah, it was a long Saturday.
Why are you dying?
Arsenal won. I got a bit too gassed, and it was meant to be an hour Saturday. It ended up being like the whole afternoon.
I respect that. That's what being a fan is, though.
Yeah. There is nothing better than being at the pub, ass crack of dawn, getting ready to watch your club, getting on the piss. Like when I was splitting G's with Za. At 8:30 a.m., I was like, yo, today's going to be a fucking day. And then we went down 1-0. The vibe was dead. Zaw's going on his rant. You know how he gets when Arsenal's losing. He was complaining so much that he didn't even see the first goal go in. Like he didn't see the equalizer.
Yeah.
He like turned around. He's like, what the fuck happened? I'm like, bro, it's tied. And then we ended up winning the game, and he was ordering shots for the whole table, doing the right thing.
So I've come to the realization. I bet Arsenal -1.5 in that game.
Sweaty,
but – when they went down, I got so excited and so happy. So I think that's going to be part of my key to happiness during Arsenal games. I'm going to bet on Arsenal because it's a win-win. I love when they lose. It makes me really happy. And then if they win and they cover, then I get a little bit of money. So that, to me, that's a pretty good playbook for paying attention to Arsenal.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you haven't had that feeling of seeing us lose all year. So the only thing you could get out of this relationship is money. Which is a fair trade-off, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
What do you think of their performance? Are you kind of sick of waiting for the pressure to be put on us to show up and start putting balls in the back of the net?
Yeah.
Like to see a little more intensity at the
I wasn't too the result covers up a lot. I wasn't too impressed by the performance. The first half, I mean, we controlled all possession, but we didn't do anything. We didn't create any clear-cut chances. It was half chances, and even in those half chances, we weren't even taking those. Jesus' shot was blocked. Sterling was tripping over himself. I mean, it wasn't really moving. It was only until like the second half when they scored.
Yep.
When they scored that Sterling. Sterling got caught in possession. Partey was out of possession. Ball was put in behind Partey. Partey, who had a very decent game at right back.
He played great.
I was when I saw him at right back. I had flashbacks to Fulham last year when he played right back, and that was an absolute disaster. That we lost the league because of that game. But he actually did decent at right back this time around. But he was caught out of possession. I think Saliba in that situation could have and should have done way better. Partey was back, so he should have gotten tighter. He backed off a bit too much, gave Archer too much space, and that's why he was able to let off that shot into the bottom corner. So put us under pressure, but I guess we responded. We responded quick. Havertz. I was complaining. I was probably going in about.
He's got to be the king of the Emirates.
Yeah, I was probably mid complaining when Havertz scored about
you
Saka
were.
Not doing.
You
anything.
Were.
Saka, because Saka, I have vouchers out here just waiting. I've been trying to tell everybody the guy is the best right winger on the planet. But these vouchers, they see one half of Cole Palmer and they get excited and all that. But anyway, we'll get to Saka all night. But yeah, Havertz puts it in. Martinelli comes on. Saka puts in a beautiful ball. That pass
perfect
from
pass.
Saka was unbelievable. Into Martinelli. Martinelli scores. Boom. 2-1 up. Then Saka for the third one. And yeah, now we got out of that with the points. didn't play great. I mean, Raya was eh. He was kind of mid. His distribution was okay. He struggled a bit under the high ball with the crosses. Saliba, again, on the goal. He could have done better. Gabriel was eh. Calafiori, bro, it's not the Serie A anymore. The Premier League is
his
fast.
First touch is amazing.
No, he's good on the ball. He's very good technically on the ball. His technical ability is on the ball. It's the mental things, the speed of the Premier League. He'll get used to it, but you don't have time. You don't have time to think. You have to be positionally perfect defensively. And you can't just be doing stupid shit. He let his guy around him like twice or three times in that game, which could have been bad, but you know, was all right. Partey at right back did good again. Jorginho, Rice, kind of thing.
They still got
three. Yeah, no. We won the game. Havertz, we won the game because of
scored a goal. Massive
actually,
goal.
You know what? Havertz was the one out of everybody.
It is so hard to please Zaha. Sometimes I don't even know if he's like putting Arsenal first or his takes first, because he was bitching about Saka's assist.
That's like an important
question. Which was almost a perfect, but like that pass was a goal. And he's like, I'm tired of the assists, man. I want goals, man. And me and my boy look at him. He's like, bro, that pass is literally a fucking goal.
He put it on a platter.
Good. And so I was like, he needs goals. He needs goals. I can't deal with this online troll shit. He needs goals. I'm done with the assist.
Yeah.
I'm like, brother, we haven't lost.
He needed a goal that day.
Yeah. And he gave
put,
us.
Like a bounty on it.
Yeah, no. And he gave us a goal in the third thing. Here's the thing about Saka. Saka is a superstar. Saka is a 96 card winger. That's how I judge him. I need a goal and an assist every single time he ends up on the field. That's the standard that he set. That's the consistency standard that he set. And if he doesn't do that, it's a failure. I'm sorry. That's just how good he is. He's held to that.
Be Messi, other dude. Guys, why don't you just be Messi?
That's the standard. That's
insane.
That's what he's looking towards now. That is the trajectory.
You're like the Hubble telescope.
That is the trajectory we aim for.
I love Arsenal fans because like you're the weirdest type of fan where you're like yelling fandom at people. At like your favorite player, like I can't, like you love him. I'm not questioning. I would never question that. But like the way in which you do it,
it's tough love.
So weird.
It is. That's what it is. It's tough love. You're like his dad. Love. Yeah. It's like you should be better.
You're like an abusive father. Yeah.
I need more.
Ends up
resenting, I need more.
But he's thankful that you.
No. I'm not abusive. Arsenal fans can be. I myself, towards the players, I'm not abusive. I'm one of those that actually backs them out of the Arsenal fan base.
You do that,
yeah.
I defend the players.
I agree with that.
Unlike most of the people online, I defend
Brandon
Arsenal.
Johnson.
I defended him. I'm not even a Tottenham guy, and I defended him. That was
six
bullshit.
And six, but you only
he's good on his
him.
Own now.
You only defended him because the Spurs fans hated him. Had they embraced him and loved him, you'd be calling him a waste man. Yeah, but now that they shitted on him and he scored in six games, you're busting your nut on.
But
I don't like you trying to claim that you're the Brennan Johnson guy on this podcast.
No, I wasn't.
That's me. I'm the Brennan Johnson.
No, I'm kidding. I'm
he's one of our own. I love Brennan Johnson.
No, but on the soccer thing, it's very weird because we are getting the stats. Arsenal's getting the stats and the results. But compared to the last 2 years, how, if you're looking, take the stats away, if you're watching the 90 minutes, how Saka played the last 2 years as opposed to how he's playing this year. He just hasn't gotten to that level.
It doesn't feel as, like, if as the opposition, as scary or as dominant.
Exactly.
It doesn't look easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was looking easy last
I said this last week.
Two, three, last
shut up, Maresh.
And you guys all rolled your eyes, and you're like, well, they're winning games. And now it's like, oh, now you're realizing.
I love how we have our big boy table. And then we actually have our little table over there.
No, but on the comparison again for all the people that were coming for me, I saw the comments, I saw the tweets, I see it all. I'm not like biased or anything. I am the most down the middle person. It just so happens to be I'm talking about somebody that plays for my team. But everything I've said has been factually correct. I have been right. Every single time you guys try to come for me, try to mousetrap me because of a 45 minute performance from Cole Palmer. All of a sudden, oh, Zaha, you're wrong, you're dumb, you don't know football. Palmer's better. Saka just comes back and boom, silences him. What the hell did Palmer do this week? Nothing.
Oh,
Saka consistency.
We put in a fucking straitjacket.
What you don't understand is what Saka has been doing since 2020 is unprecedented. Showing up week in, week out, Chief, for 4 years
about
straight
the whole
is unheard of. Showing up game in, game out, 4 years straight.
It's quite literally
unheard of. Definitely not Cole Palmer. Cole Palmer hasn't done
that's not what I'm saying, but it's been heard
of. Yeah, it's been heard of. Not by Cole Palmer. Not by Cole Palmer.
Dude, here's the thing with the whole Cole Palmer debate about him. He doesn't even really play that much as a wing.
He doesn't.
He's really more of a 10.
He's a 10, yeah.
Yeah, he's more of a 10, but people try to, like, I don't know why they do that. But Madueke
that's
is on the right side.
England
yeah.
doesn't play with a 10. That's a problem.
Yeah.
It's because they compete for that
maybe
right
maybe they
right
fucking should.
Maybe. So, I know you might only be 4 or 5, but you should be slinging your hog up and down this fucking panel right now. Chad owes you.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't. The ones, the real ones will listen and will hear the tips and they'll be like, yes, that's right. I mean, it's with these motherfuckers, you can never win.
You
can never win because I can dance this week.
He made a bet with the chat saying that if Saka scores and Palmer doesn't, they have to get on all fours and tell him that Zaha knows ball and they don't.
All of them better be
buying
down in the comments.
Zaha, pay your debt.
In the comments.
Pay your debt. City, interesting game. I told you it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I know it was 3-2. You guys were up 3-1 at one point. That second goal, you know, kind of just fucked anyone that bet Man City -1.5. But it was a good game.
Yeah.
Kovacic has stepped up huge for you guys. What are your thoughts?
I'm kind of in the same boat as Zaha in terms of how I view City. Losing KDB and Rodri simultaneously is weird. And I think that Pep is, like, trying to figure out his next new thing. But it's just, it hasn't been hard, but it hasn't been that, like, dominating force.
Yeah. I'd beg to differ, at least in the beginning of the year, even when you guys didn't have them.
But they had their guys.
Well, they didn't have Foden.
No, you're right.
Like,
we didn't play
it'd be
Rodri,
like give and take. Like, they'd have this guy for one game, but not have him the next game. And it felt like every week
there's a difference, weirdly, though, between Rodri is resting because of the Euro, and Rodri's gone.
Yeah.
Right, that's fair.
Because then you're changing the way you play.
It's like a morale thing in the locker room. Yeah. You know, we got a bye week this week, whatever,
dude,
versus losing Patrick Mahomes for the year.
Watching City now, it feels like in the past, it was like they're going to win it by first-round knockout. Now it feels like you're winning on points. Like it's going to decision, and you guys win, but you're not – it's not this dominant.
Which is the same as
that's what I mean with Arsenal. It's they're winning and they're playing well, but it's not just this absolutely suffocating.
Right.
Boa constrictor.
You're not choking people out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a capybara by the river.
Yeah.
It's just a crocodile. It's just this.
Yeah.
Night. But
Fulham is a good team, though.
Fulham
dude.
Is a good team.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that they didn't play Kyle Walker with Traore in there. And then Traore probably should have had
him,
goals.
Him.
That race.
If he wasn't a bum, that's a different game. That guy should have scored four.
Yeah.
He was channeling his Marcus Rashford.
Brother.
And Traore is a hit. Dude, Traore is sort of the City killer. Like 4 years ago when he played for
Wolves,
he had like an out-of-body experience against us, and he looked like combined Messi and Ronaldo. Like he was dribbling like
that's
Messi.
How he got that Barcelona transfer.
And then he
that season got
how many
shot
times, the ball on the ground from left.
How many times was he one on one with Edison and he just hit it straight at him? How many times? Yeah. Three times.
Dude. And then they put Kyle in and he kind of smoked Kyle.
Dusted him.
Race. So
yeah.
I saw that. I love that.
I saw that. And remember what I said about Kyle? I was like, hey, listen, guys, I hate to say it, but we're on the back nine, hole 17.
Yeah, no, you ripped that.
And then that one-on-one race was not a good sign.
Yeah. Now, it is going against Traore.
The fastest one.
He's the standard.
But I mean, they were going. Walker and Traore would go.
Yeah.
I mean, that when I saw that, I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Walker might be a bit slower now.
Yeah. Oh. But it was a fine win. I selfishly am looking at it badly now because my best pick of the week was over 3.5 goals, and so they just could not get that last one.
Yep.
And so I was sort of bitter about that. But overall, I'm happy. I'm just a little bit worried about – I just need KDB to come back.
Yeah.
Because
what's the timeline on him?
I don't know. I'm
I saw after they were he wasn't clear, but he was hinting at maybe after the international.
This is one of those situations where it's like a couple weeks, he'll be fine.
Yeah,
but then like 2 or 3 weeks go by, and then a month goes by, and then he's like, I need reconstructive surgery.
Right.
And he's already had hamstring or groin issues. Not good.
Yeah, but I feel like you kind of want to get that out of the way now versus later, especially for a team like you. Like, you guys still haven't lost.
But we already went through this. He missed
last year.
He missed 6 months last year.
Yeah, but when he came back, I feel like that's what gave you that surcharge to take the league back.
I'm just saying that the history of injuries and those chronic tendon and muscle issues are not good.
Having him in January is more important than having him now.
Right, so. But I'm just worried about the accumulation and like the sort of the style of the injuries.
Listen, I got something for you about that game.
What?
About 3 weeks ago, we were all watching at my place, City Arsenal, right?
Yeah.
After the game, it's all talk about the dark arts and how Arsenal's doing this, Arsenal's doing that. They're the bad guys. They're doing all this stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. Where's the press talking about Bernardo Silva and Ederson yellow cards for time wasting against Fulham at home at the Etihad. They're wasting time doing the dark arts, but nobody's coming for them. So you know what? I would never go out of my way to do something for Arsenal fans because like you said, insufferable. Mm-hmm. But I got to put one out here. No one's saying anything about you guys doing it. Everyone's up in arms about them. So,
you can't touch City. They won their case today.
When you're
no.
I wanted to get into that.
That's another. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no, I was gonna let you comment on Thresh's comment first before we talk about these scumbags getting away with first degree murder.
Shit, what were you?
I was saying
about how
the dark arts.
We get shit for the dark.
Oh yeah. Listen. This is the
when you give us an oi.
When you're on the right side of history, when you're always right, that's the burden that you carry. Everybody hates you for being right.
All right, always being right. Good shit, so I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I don't think a top six club, and by the way, there needs to be relegation for who's top six and who's not. Like, Tottenham should not be up there.
Well, welcome back to the league then, big guy.
I don't know what that means.
You were relegated for quite some time, so.
Oh, from the top six? Eh, whatever. Anyway.
Moving on.
I wasn't here yet. Anyway. No, I lost. Okay.
So before last, City. Yeah.
So look, they banged Forest last year. They banged Everton last year. And now you guys just walk away scot-free. I'd rather win the league with you guys not getting banged. But I feel like you as a City fan should be like, yeah, we should get some form of punishment.
Or
what?
Or why? Can you – how about the teams that testified for you were Newcastle and Chelsea? Those are the only teams that testified on your behalf. So now it does feel like with
no
this
shit, dude, they're not trying to fuck up.
And it was just as big as a win for Newcastle than it was.
Totally. Now I feel like I do feel like it's open season. So you can commit all the fraud you want, you can have whatever sponsors you want, and you can just spend like it. You might as well have a Super League now because the gap between
that's a hot take, Chief.
Gap between the teams that have a shit ton of money, which Marinakis will spend money, so I don't care about this so much. But between you and the Fulhams and the Evertons and all these kind of Ipswiches, it's just not going to be competitive. It can't be competitive.
Welcome to the real world. That's how it's been in every league ever.
No,
not the NFL.
Not how it's like in the NFL, NBA, the only NHL, MLB would be the closest.
Yeah, I know, but still, at the end of the day, in football, British football, there's still always been teams that have money and teams that don't. That's
but
just like how
and to be fair, they've
totally
won the league by 2 points the last 2 years.
Yeah, but they've been cheating with this.
Yeah, listen, they're dirtbags.
Listen,
yeah.
If you guys have issues with it and people feel this strongly about it, we can go to court again.
No, but
the Premier League was found to be in violation.
Take your Sky Blues off.
ATP laws or whatever the fuck they are. And so I am a normal sovereign citizen who relies upon the judicial system, and you go to a ruling, they make a statement, and then I'm like, okay, well, this must be the case. So I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm actually not.
No, but this is like one of those things where it's like sometimes laws are wrong. Slavery was legal. Okay. Sometimes the law is wrong. Mm-hmm. So take your City jersey off for a second and admit that this is not good for the health overall of English football. Because now, you're going to be competing with Saudi Arabia
about the health of it.
Yeah, sure I do. I want parity.
You want your team
he's
to win.
He's not thinking about winning the league.
Bro.
He's talking about, yeah. He cares about the league.
I like
if
the.
He's coming from an
exactly.
Arsenal fan, sure. Like,
and
he just wants to finish top
because
eight.
Because he knows that he's even more skull fucked now.
I actually don't think so. Marinac has got dirty money. He's got billions of dollars. He,
okay.
He wants
to
spend.
Tribe, dude.
No, I want it to be. I don't want it to be
like.
Like for nothing.
Golf.
Yeah. Like, I don't.
That's what City's doing.
Or even like. I don't want it to feel like when City plays Fulham that it's. Alabama against Coastal Carolina or Mercer.
That
like,
is, then
but it
you
wasn't
saw
though.
That happened. That just didn't happen already. That just didn't happen. They've been saying that we've been doing this for years, and the Fulham game was even.
Right, but at least you had to hide it, and like, but now they're saying this is open season. So now Newcastle with the Saudi fund, they can buy whoever they want. They don't have to compete with anybody financially because they can just drop oil money on your ass. It's going to be ridiculous going forward.
No, but that doesn't have to do with the. They still have to oblige by those rules. The rule was just based upon the sponsorship money.
Right. So now the sponsor can come in and be like, yeah, we'll pay $100 million for that. And it's from a company that I own. So it's like just you're just washing the money.
Yeah, but they were already doing
checkmate.
That. They were already doing that.
Right. But you weren't
and
allowed.
The league didn't get ruined.
No, but you had to like hide it and be like, oh, it was only 20 million when it was really two. Now it's just like, yeah, I own this fucking air conditioning company in Saudi Arabia that is worth $10 million. But you know what? They're going to spend $100 million on the shirt sponsorship.
Right.
They can do whatever they want. And I don't think that that's going to be good for the health of.
I don't know if it means they can do whatever they want. I don't know what the ruling exactly is, but.
That's how I read. That's how it reads. That's how it reads. I'm not a legal expert. That's how it reads.
What's your take, Maresh?
At the end of the day, the fact that they're even going to court for a team that's won the league so many times is already telling of what's going on. When other teams in this league have had periods of dominance, Liverpool, Arsenal, United, Chelsea, nobody went to court. There was nobody. Yeah. There was no rules being broken. They were doing it the right way. Now, all of a sudden, all the 116 rules are being broken. Like, no matter what they find, like, 116 rules? That's crazy.
I just want to have a good competitive league, and I don't think that having one team that's – I'm talking about Newcastle now. Having one team that's funded by an oil empire that's worth more money than any nation in the history of the world based on one resource should skew the entire pyramid forever.
We'll see. We'll see. If Newcastle dominates, then I will say, Chief, you're right.
Well, okay. And then, like, the league's hesitation to have more of these
totally.
Owners in
yeah.
the league. Like, you saw what Newcastle had to go through to get that deal
yep.
done. And then when the Qataris were looking at United, it was everyone was up in arms. And it's all because they don't want more rules being broken. That's what the other owners don't want.
And I think you're going to have, you know, now you have, like, Chase Manhattan will fund the Everton Stadium. These private equity firms and these big banks are just going to come in and buy up the whole team,
yep.
slap Chase on the front of the shirt, and spend whatever they want.
Listen, guys, let me tell you something. We're on a collision course with, like, a dystopian nightmare. This is just, like, a symptom
fact.
Of
the
worldwide
yeah.
economy.
Yeah.
Get on the money train, get a couple W's, and then get blasted into eternity. Like,
no, I mean, you're 100% right about that.
Like,
yeah, I am a martyr.
You're trying to move like the tides right now, brother.
I'm standing
on hated Jesus.
Grab a fucking surfboard
and
get pitted.
That
right
boulder
now.
Coming down yeah. like out of Indiana Jones, and I'm just standing there ready to get squashed.
Yeah. Ready to learn Arabic, buddy.
Yeah.
Ain't so bad.
Shit.
That's fucking haram, right, Zah?
Yeah, no, I'm dying.
That's haram at its finest.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know that much about it. Like, yeah, City is probably doing some shifty stuff.
No, hallelujah.
But
feels good, right?
But this gives us an opportunity to do something never been done. We could win a quintuple.
I need to.
Making shit up. Is that a term, Maresh? Quintuple?
I need to.
It's a term.
Five.
Yeah.
Quad is Carabao Cup,
yeah.
FA Cup, Champions League, Premier League, and then a Rico case.
Fair play. I'll get.
Thought you're gonna throw like a community
I'll
shield or something
that.
Like that.
You got the community shield.
Yeah,
you got that one. That'll
yeah,
that's a
yeah.
That'd be a sextagon,
sextuple.
What's six sides?
Sex.
Heck.
Oh, I was right.
Yeah,
I know.
Hexagon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hex
is six.
Pentagon, hexagon.
Octagon is eight.
Pentagon's five,
yeah.
Thank God we're no longer in school. This is bad.
Yeah.
This is bad. Anyway, you know who else is bad? It's Crystal Palace. Still no wins. facing relegation. I took them to win the first half. They had a goal in the first that got called back for offsides. Liverpool goes in there, wins 1-0. Do you think this game's more of a reflection on how dominant Liverpool is in this league right now or how bad Crystal Palace is?
I think it's more about Palace. Bring Roy Hodgson back. Bring him back.
I don't know. I mean, they were playing Liverpool.
Yeah, I don't think the problem is.
But still, like, last week they had Everton, another team that hasn't won. Shit the bed. Like, this team last year was so good, and we all had high expectations for them coming into the league. For them to be this far into the year without a single win is insane.
I think they
can. We are like 20% into the year now, too.
Seven weeks in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's two teams. I've quit Wolves. Wolves are terrible. They fucking suck. They have the worst defense ever. We'll talk about that later.
That's another one you got.
Palace is in the same boat where I'm like, I'm not quite ready to quit Palace. Sorry.
Really? Are you out on Palace? Have you sold all stock?
Because they played Liverpool. If they did this to a team that was dog shit, then it'd be one thing. But it was Liverpool.
They did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think Palace will survive.
Like another one, I mean.
What do you make of Nketiah there? Because they're not even really playing him as a true nine. Like, he's off.
Yeah, he's on the right.
Yeah.
He's on the right. He's, yeah. Yeah, it hasn't been going as
much meat riding as you are. 20 goals guaranteed.
They just can't score.
What happens when you
meet. Eze had two.
He's the one that sold the
game. Grade A chances, and sometimes the ball just doesn't fall. Like,
yeah.
He's the one that
I don't think they're that far off. It just isn't going well.
He's got Eze's got a little Martinelli in him right now. Like, he's just shooting shots right at the key. Like, for some reason, he can't put the ball in the back of the net.
It's like Nketiah, if he was, like, 1 foot behind, that was going in. Then,
yeah.
You know, things change.
He probably, I wonder if he has a little buyer's remorse.
It's a game of margins. But, I mean, it's
so deep.
Dude.
Yeah.
Buyer's remorse. You don't think he'd rather be playing for Forest than Palace?
Chris Wood's not on the field.
He's in South London.
Come in later, whatever. We figure it out.
He's in South London with his friends.
Yeah.
That's the man them.
We figure it out.
You guys, that's what I think when I watch him. Like, they figured it out?
They'll figure it out.
Forest on the road is a jug. Like, they're a unit. Like, they're a force to be reckoned with. Now, when they come home, for some reason, the tricky trees turn into stumps.
Because they have to play.
That was a fucking bar.
Yeah.
That was good. That was good. Anyway.
Clip that.
No, pre-written. That was off the top.
No,
I want to give you your flowers, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there was anyone – there was definitely no one on this panel when we did the show that said Forrest was going to leave that game with a point.
Yeah, they had a shot. Yeah.
I know it was only for 15 minutes, but still. And your goalie.
Well, there was 13 minutes of extra time, too. So.
Yeah, that was crack. That was crazy.
Which was – I mean, Gibbs White got hurt, so part of that was legit.
You attacked Enzo Maresca.
Yep. Yeah. Well, he had it coming, probably. He actually.
Don't even hide.
Credit to him, though.
Fucking kill him.
He did not escalate that situation.
He did not.
He did not. He kind of calmed it down. It was fucking Cucurella was like, bro, you steamrolled Nico Williams.
He's like a UN guy.
Yeah.
He was like, he got hit with shrapnel. He's like, it's okay, everyone.
Somehow out of that whole scrum, Chelsea ended up with more cards.
Did Jackson actually smack someone? I read that online, but I couldn't see it.
He pushed.
I heard he slapped someone.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I was looking for it. I couldn't
put
it.
Cucurella, real quick. I think he may be my favorite player of this modern era.
Dude, he's
pure fucking comedy.
Oh, Cucurella. Cucurella.
That guy is shot out.
And then every time he gets in any kind of physical call. Confrontation, it looks like he got hit by a car. Like, he flies through the air.
Yeah.
He has sideshow Bob hair. Like, he's in every confrontation.
The hair is crazy.
It looks like he got hit by a Ford F-150.
I mean, he took out Maresca. Like, he took him out.
Yeah, but every time you hit him, it's so violent.
Yeah.
It's like WWE.
He's great to watch.
I cannot get enough of that.
He's great to watch.
Yeah.
If you told me we get 5 points out of away at Liverpool, away at Brighton, away at Chelsea, I would have kissed you on the mouth. Like, that's who up here wouldn't take that?
No.
No.
We'd all take that.
Are doing great.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of awesome to see.
Yeah. I would say congrats. You guys got the OG Nuno at Wolves Nuno.
Yeah.
The one that went to Spurs. You got the one that made Wolves the seventh in the league team fighting for Europe and was going to the Big Six and giving them a hard time drawing with Arsenal and beating United, and they gave City a lot of problems when he was like at his peak. So, that's what I'll say. Congrats.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it. International break now. Gibbs White did get hurt, so he's pulled out of England. I hope he's back because they have Palace and then Leicester, and those are two games right now where you're hoping that's 6 points. So just keep playing, keep climbing. I really, they're deep. You know, they had so many problems with set pieces last year, and Milenkovic has kind of fixed that defensively. Yeah. Like, that guy's a fucking beast.
I mean, it's day and night.
They scored a set piece goal against Chelsea this week.
What I wanted to talk about too was your boy James Ward-Prowse doing the Phil Jones crawl.
Thoughts on the second yellow, because I mean that he didn't need to do that. Who was it? It was Murillo. Murillo was there on the cover.
I think it's easy to look back and be like,
yeah,
bro,
he doesn't know.
Yeah,
it's
like
life's flashing before.
Right. Like, so it's a pure panic mode, and I think
it was
rugby
tackle. Yeah, bro, how is that a yellow? That should have been a red. How do you rugby tackle somebody?
Cheating. You're talking about Ward-Prowse?
Yeah, the Ward-Prowse.
I mean, he grabbed the ball.
Yeah. The second one, he dived head first and did the, like,
You can't do that. That wasn't even a soccer play. That's what I'm saying. You got a yellow for that. Sure, that should have been a straight red. That should have been a,
you know what I think it is? It's because his body is just so frail. Like, he's not going to
hurt
anybody.
No, guys do that.
Yeah.
Like, Phil Jones, like, you're like, I just fucked this up.
Oh, that play for sure. Yeah. It was like a fumble drill. Mm-hmm. He's like, I gotta get on top of this.
The funniest thing he could have done after that one is just get up and run right to the tunnel.
He kind of did that. Yeah, because they didn't give the card right away. They kind of, and he was just like, "Yep, turn around, boop, out." Good luck. But you could argue it worked out.
Yeah,
and so they got the point away. They had a couple chances. Nico Williams had a pretty decent look off of a little backheel flick by Alanga late that you probably want him to finish that. And then Matt Sells was
that guy was unbelievable.
Yeah.
To the point where, you know how you'll see a picture of an NFL guy in the offseason, he's all shredded and jacked up,
yeah,
and they'll tweet like, oh, I just got a drug test text the next day. Are you allowed to take Adderall in the Premier League? Because that guy had to be geeked.
He's locked in.
They were nothing was getting by him, bro.
Yeah.
Like that Cole Palmer, when he hit that little touch,
that
and
one was
those
sick.
Two flicks back to back that he saved, impeccable.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can
so,
you take Adderall in the Premier League?
I don't think you can take it in any league.
Well, that guy was wired.
If it's not prescribed.
He's the reason he walked out of that
game.
In
the NFL, you can't
even
get it. It's prescribed. Yeah.
When I was playing in college hockey, I could take Adderall because I was prescribed it.
Because you were diagnosed.
It was like,
and it's super hard to get a prescription for Adderall, right?
Yeah, it's so hard.
Dude, I had to retake the test. Because I did like the psychological evaluation.
Bro, that happened to me the first time I tried to get it. I failed.
I
went back and changed my mind.
To throw the test.
I got to start throwing.
Hey, wait, what?
They're like, your wallet a lot? And the first time I put it, I was like, no. And then I got it back. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I did it again. I'm like, yep, I lose that. Yep, I forget this. Yep. Script the next day.
There you go.
Bing bong.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Brentford. Did they fall off?
Yeah,
it took them more than a minute to score. It took them 2 minutes.
Took them like 100% longer.
It was a minute and 16 seconds.
Is that their fourth?
Was it?
Yeah.
They're falling off. It's not under a minute.
It's one of the most incredible things I've seen.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
Statistically, it might be. I would love to know the stats of like how likely that is.
No, I just think you got to tip your cap to what Thomas Frank is doing in training, that they're practicing this like kickoff scenario where they're going to try and put a lot of press on the other team and
it's like us
make
on,
a mistake.
It's like us corners. On pro clubs.
Yeah, it's what they're doing in training.
I'll move. off the kickoffs. On the wings. Yeah.
I think, who's their manager? Forgive me for not.
Thomas Frank.
I don't know if this has a direct correlation with him, but them getting rid of Ivan Toney and still netting goals like this, I mean, that has to be a testament to him. I mean, like, 100%. That's unbelievable. Like,
and
that was their top
goal. It's not even just like this bizarre first minute scoring thing. Like, there was an orgy of goals. I think they're fifth or their fourth. It was like a press, turnover, one touch. Like, everyone,
like, they're efficient.
It was just like bang, 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 doom. And then, like
they
I
did
said,
it against
I'm,
City and
City,
against
it was
Tottenham.
Just, like, they're like weirdly, like,
really well organized.
Yeah.
And they're good in tight spaces.
That can play well.
Yeah.
They've got confidence. That's a scary team.
And not to suck my own dick, but my player of the week was the over 2.5 in that game, and it hit inside 25.
Yeah. You are fucking.
I'm a wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I taught these boys something. You weren't here, and this is a good transition into the United game. Mm. I was like, Zaw came up here. He was like, easiest pick of the week, Villa plus 130. I said, wait, what? You're telling me Villa's plus 130 at home against this shit-ass United team? And Rudy's like, yeah, I love Villa too. And then I was explaining to them, I'm like, bro, this line is off.
It's a rat line.
Like, they just won Champions League on Wednesday, yep. Their first one in Lord knows how long. Was that their first one ever at home?
No, they won a Champions
League. They won it, yeah, right after.
Forgive
four.
Forgive my
yeah.
fucking lack of knowledge. But what I'm saying, it was
been like 40 years, yeah.
Game.
Big letdown spot. I'm like, there's no reason for Villa, as good as they're playing right now, to be plus 120 against fucking yeah. United. And I knew United didn't have the quality to go on the road and win. So I was all over the draw. I got Rudy to get on there. So that's the thing. You guys know ball. I know lines.
Yeah.
Which is why when I'm picking the games, I just go off the lines because I can't name all 22 players on the pitch, but I could read a fucking line.
Yeah.
Like, kind of upsetting that, like,
I should take that back. I don't read many books, but I could read lines.
That's upsetting because, like, I'm not pretending like I have some, like, vast football knowledge, but it just goes to show that, like, if you know gambling lines, you can.
Oh, it definitely helps. It matters. Gambling. Yeah.
Yeah.
It tells you everything.
Yeah.
But, hey, look. We love to shit on you. We love to rag you. Here, we'll clap it up just a little bit. You got 1 point. That's big for you.
It was inspiring, dude.
Yeah.
That was an inspiring 1 point. Like, you should be smiling. You should
and
full kit, head to toe, boots on feet, and you look depressed. Like,
there, right there, there, right there is the problem with Manchester United fans. Right there. What you just talked about right there is the issue with Manchester United fans. Brother, they are walking around the internet. Fucking walking around the internet with their chest puffed up. Oh, we should have won that game. Fire the manager, this, that. Brother, Aston Villa has been better than you for a while. You should be thanking that man that you got out of there with 1 point.
Yeah.
People wanted Ten Hag fired.
Again.
People want Ten Hag fired for going to Aston Villa and getting a point.
Dude, top.
And he's with how shit Manchester United has been, how shit Manchester United is.
United.
With how good Aston Villa is.
United is now top four of the bottom half.
Brother.
That's facts.
Aston Villa plays on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights.
Right.
And Manchester United plays on Thursday.
And if you think about it, Marish, like, that point was huge. If you don't get that, you only have 7 points, and you're only 4 points safe of relegation. That was a huge point.
Big point.
Delusion. This is not you, Marish. This is Manchester United fans online. The delusion. For there to actually be any skirmishes, any chance of Ten Hag out is insane. Aston Villa is a better team than you. They should have beaten you. You should be thanking the good Lord and fucking rubbing that bald head of his, saying, yo, thank you, Buddha, for getting a point for us in that game. That point might be huge for Manchester United. All right, I'm done with United fans.
You done?
Yeah, we're waiting on you.
I mean, just like, I just genuinely don't know what goes on in training for that team. Just like, I just genuinely don't know. You've got Hoyland. I think he's the better striker option. Fine. Rashford, he probably should have scored that opportunity that he had in the first half. I don't know what Garnacho's a workhorse. At least he's given a good shift up and down. He couldn't do anything in the offensive third, but he was at least going back and forth. The fact that we are still I thought I buried this comment last year. The fact that we have trotted out Harry Maguire and fucking Johnny Evans.
That was awesome.
In the seventh match of 2024.
Their brand new signing was sitting on the bench.
Crazy.
Just give me delight.
Pass it to Menu.
Absolutely. When I saw the lineup, I mean, I had a really long weekend in New York. Last thing I wanted to do was, you know, be on this flight watching Man U on my phone. And, oh, my God, I see this lineup. I thought he quit. I thought this was his resignation when he put that lineup out. He's like, you know what, fuck it. I'm just going to give a big fuck you to them. They don't want to back me. They didn't want to back me after I won the FA Cup. Here's my final fuck you. I'm going to put Johnny Evans and Harry Maguire out there and say, Ollie Watkins, dip your nuts in my mouth. That's what I thought
Johnny
he was
Evans
doing.
Did
his job, clean sheet.
He played well, man of the match.
Yeah.
I don't know how Johnny Evans and Maguire did what they did. They played incredibly well. I baffled. Absolutely baffled.
Zaw can't overdose.
Gives me life.
Gives me life.
I was actually like, I look at Johnny Evans historically as just like an entertaining character.
More Premier Leagues.
And then I was watching the post match.
A lot of people.
And I was watching the post match, and like, I was like, this guy kind of is like, I like this. He's like a on the like literally like so old.
What he's meant to be is what Scott Carson is for you guys.
And he plays and gets man of the match and puts in a good shift, lays his heart on the line. Like, I think I might be a huge
You're in on Evans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a nice story. It's a good win. Like, I don't know.
Was it a win? But overall, getting a point at Villa Park when we have absolutely no business playing Evans in these games and winning them, that's fine for now. That's what what we need to aspire for. Going away against a big opponent in the top half, you got to try and get a draw. That's a fine game.
I swear I'm not trolling. Mm. It's going to sound like I'm trolling. I can't even ask a question because I didn't see
it. Well, when you start with, I'm not trolling.
No, because it's it's so funny. It's just a simple question because I didn't see him address it or anything. Was there a particular reason why Ten Hag was starting your fifth and sixth center back when your first and second center back were on the bench?
Yeah, I mean, that was clearly a response to the Porto match where they both shit the bed. That was a game we should have won. We were up 2-0 early and conceded let in three consecutive goals. Like, that was
Which
a game
was
that he had to react to that and do something about it. Yoro's still hurt. He could have probably sent Lindelof out there, but he didn't do that. He did when Harry got hurt. But we would have got a full 90 minutes out of Evans and McGuire if McGuire didn't get hurt.
Johnny Evans was playing for Manchester United when I was in high school.
No shit.
When I was in Zimbabwe.
You're like 40. Yeah.
He was on the team last time we won a Premier League.
Holy
Johnny
fuck.
Evans started playing Damn. For Manchester United when I saw the first time I saw Johnny Evans was when I was still in Africa.
He didn't even have Wi-Fi when he started playing.
No, not in his palace out there.
Yeah. I had to go to the town center.
I was going
to
say,
I had to go to the town center to go watch
Zaz's palace, man.
Zaz got a palace out there. That's facts. Nah.
I had to go to the town center to watch Johnny Evans for the first time ever. And he's still playing.
You got any closing comments on United?
I mean, Xerxy, bro. What are you doing?
Yeah, him. Yeah.
Holy shit. I mean, you got to give these guys a little time.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to United fans. Bro, he just came in. The guy can barely speak English. I'm kidding about that part. He came from a new country. New country, new culture and all that. You guys got to relax. Ten Hag is doing a fantastic job.
Log in.
Bro, he came from a new country. It's seven games in.
Mm-hmm.
It was six, seven games in.
Yeah,
they want to send him back.
How many games is it for Ten Hag?
Here's all I'll say. Three seasons into Martin.
You won a trophy.
Three seasons. What? Let's see.
Keep him forever.
There's two situations you can compare this to. Fergie's first stint, first three seasons, dreadful. They were calling for the sack. Yeah, they backed him for an extra season. What happened after that? The next opportunity that you see something like this happen, there was a man, tiny little one, at the table sitting right there, three seasons into his manager stint. What happens,
We wanted which manager? The Wenger or Arteta?
Arteta. What were you doing?
Arteta, which one? We won an FA Cup. No, I'm kidding. That was the first season. The second season in. What was I doing? I was telling people, yo, give him time.
No, you were not.
There is evidence on the internet of me being abused for fucking backing Arteta. You can look it up. There's a whole catalog.
And then you did switch.
That was after we lost. That was after we lost eight games. Eight out of ten games.
He's like, that was twice.
Eight, brother. In a ten game run,
so
we lost eight.
All I'll say is that if they do back him, that there's a plan and things will work out the way that they're supposed to.
No troll shit. Give him time.
Hog in. I'm with that. Hog in. I think our wish of Everton being relegated is in trouble. I think they're back.
It's not my wish.
You want them in?
Yeah.
They look like a different team right now.
I want them to flirt
with
death as close as possible.
Why?
Want to ride the lightning because it's just awesome.
Why? They are their fan base is one of the biggest ones that have twerked for you. They consider themselves aligned with City in the blue army against the red army of Liverpool, United, and Arsenal. But they were the biggest fan base saying that you shouldn't be in trouble for anything that you've done. And now you're going to spit in their face?
No, I want them to stay in the league.
Oh, I thought you were saying you wanted them relegated.
No, I want them to be as close.
You want them 17th.
I want them.
You want them dancing with the devil.
Because it's just like, that's how I view them. They've done it so many times. They're kind of like extreme sports, like a stuntman. And also,
like the guy that walks across that like long ass line from building to building.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's like these other characters I love. Like I love Cucurella. And the only other person I would say I would put up there in terms of entertainment value is Jordan Pickford. Dude. Jordan Pickford's mannerisms.
Fucking Malfoy. I can't stand
Jordan
that
Pickford's
guy.
Mannerisms during a game, his body language, like how he, if the ball crosses halfway and goes out for a header, he's screaming. He's like, if the ball comes remotely close to him, it is a category 5 hurt.
It's fair.
Nobody hates his own team during the match more than
it's insane.
Pickford, yeah,
and he's got passion. Like I think he's good. It's not even me. Like the way he plays the game is
he's like a George Pickens.
Yeah, just so funny. Like he's just so animated all the time.
No, he's like part of that group of English players, like Luke Shaw, Harry Maguire, and him. In an England shirt, they are unrecognizable, world class footballers. Mm-hmm. As soon as they put on their club shirt, mm-hmm. back to banter players.
Yes,
it's like the weirdest phenomenon.
Yeah, that's true.
They love their country more than the guy that signs their paycheck. Mm. So,
yeah, Maguire, I'd argue even last season, Maguire was your best center back last season.
Well, the country pays.
Maguire has been your best center back. He's turned it around.
Yeah, Maguire has been your best center back for you see it. No troll shit.
No, Zaza is honest.
Zaza's on your side.
Not biased and always right.
I'm not biased. No, so I may be wrong, but I'm never biased.
There's no one like him. He's my favorite person for this reason. All right, West Ham, Ipswich. West Ham won 4-1, but this Delap kid, he just scores almost every fucking game. He's one of your products, right? How the fuck did he end up on Ipswich?
Couldn't get into City.
Yeah. I know, but like, why Ipswich?
How everyone ends up on Ipswich. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was before Haaland, and he was getting some looks along like the same time. It was like him, Cole Palmer, and Oscar Bob were coming through, and then he got a couple looks, but then wasn't really quite there. And then I don't know, he like went on loan somewhere else, but he was never going to be in the first team once Haaland came around.
Yeah,
I mean, this move's been great for him. I feel like I see his name on the score sheet every single week.
Yeah, yeah.
No, was he on their promotion team? Did he play for them last year?
I can't remember. I mean, I think he was in the championship last year.
I think he might have been.
He was in the championship.
Then he was with it. Ipswich was in the championship at all.
Yeah.
He was just put out on loan. Like, I think he had a couple first team games in like 20, maybe in the treble season or the season before that.
Okay. I'm pulling it up.
He was never really like going to be in the first team, at least now. And so, is he on loan?
Oh, no. He was at Hull.
Yeah. So.
Fuck.
And also shout out West Ham.
Yeah, he just came to Ipswich this summer. Mm-hmm. So,
and good for West Ham, 4-1 win. I mean, they've been getting throttled up until then, so that was a huge result for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we were all kind of bullish on them, and this is the first time where they looked like a competent.
Yeah.
I said that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Learning day by day, but I thought they looked good.
You said that competently.
Nice. Is that how you use the sentence?
Yeah.
There we go. And then the last game that we haven't touched yet, kind of a shitter, was Leicester City Bournemouth. Leicester won that game 1-0, if you guys have anything.
Dude,
I didn't see that one.
Fucked me.
Stevie Cooper. I think Leicester's going to stay up.
He was on the hot seat. He was on the hot seat, right?
Even during that game, if you do a Twitter search of Steve Cooper.
They wanted him out after they were
Leicester
beat him.
Fucking hates Steve Cooper, and I hate Leicester fans for that. Because he is going to keep them up. It won't be pretty, but I think he'll keep them up.
Oh, they don't like how he plays?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, they had Maresca, so now they go from that to Cooper, and it's a stark contrast. But you went from the championship to the Premier League, and you didn't spend any money. So
Crazy. He's
playing the hand that he was dealt, and then they're doing okay.
I love that you sent me that TikTok of that Bournemouth fan.
Southampton guy.
Oh, he's Southampton.
Yeah, Southampton. Yeah.
Oh, I was just gonna ragdoll him, but like now I hate watching.
Yeah.
Just to see his TikTok.
Well, he does that for every team. It wasn't just about Arsenal. He
no, right.
One about Forest. One about United. He is battling cancer.
He is my
favorite now soccer personality on the internet. Where he just like bullet. He talks about Southampton as if they're Man City.
Exactly.
It's insane. Think you're good enough.
And then they get
fuck off.
They get smacked up
every
week.
Yeah, every week. Without fail, they lose every week. And this guy will be right back.
Still chirping.
I don't know who they play next, but I can't wait to see that pop up in my feed.
They've got two bigger fans, like that guy. And mm-hmm. there's another one who does like the Fortnite dance. And then he made like a custom song, I think, where it's a TikTok sound where it's like, shagging you. And you got to watch it. It's so funny.
Shagging you.
Dude, I wish he was a Forest fan so bad.
That'd be great for the cause.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking hilarious.
Guy like can't keep his eyes open.
He looks stoned out of his mind. Yeah. Like he just snapped a gravity bong four times.
Want to send him some Shady Rays.
You should.
Yeah.
You probably should. Golden Boot recap. Chief, red hot. Wait, why did you say he moves to 4-1?
That was from last before.
Okay,
Keith and me were both out.
I would have picked Brandon Johnson.
Yeah, for sure, dude. For sure. Maresh out of office smokes after starting 3-0. I'm 3-3. Nicholas Jackson, fucking scumbum crumb. You hit.
Who? Jared Bowen.
Oh shit! You hit. West Ham. Let's go.
And then Rudy, my God, bro, you have powers that the best defenders in the Premier League don't possess. You pick Haaland to score, he doesn't score. You pick Cole Palmer to score, he doesn't score. You might be the best center back in the Prem because everyone you pick does not score.
Isak.
Yeah,
Isak. Missed that. Haaland missed. Salah missed. The only one you've hit is Luis Diaz.
I don't know what to do. Honestly,
I wanted to see if you had a defense.
Cole Palmer had a cartoonishly close goal. Like
twice,
he hit it.
That first one was nasty.
It ping ponged around, hit the post, hit your goalie's eyebrow, struck a blade of grass. It was like those FIFA glitches.
Oh, that one. That was how crazy. That didn't go in. I don't know.
He's got the most powers, bro. I'm telling you.
And that was pretty early in the game.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that and being like, well, that's over.
Yeah.
That is not
good. Then he hit that little, like, one touch to himself.
Yeah, I mean,
that little flick.
I didn't even care. Once that one that molested the goal line didn't go in, I was like, that is not going to happen.
That made no sense. And then I want to say he was quadruple team for 90% of the game.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
You're the kiss of death.
I don't know. I'm just going to pick, like, I'm literally going to put strikers on shuffle and just pick
you
one.
Are.
That's what you should do.
Can we get a wheel?
Yeah, you using your brain to make these picks is just not it.
No, it is not.
You're Ollie Watkins away from, like, probably the top six goal scorers already used on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. that's
what I'm saying. Like, that's the cream of the crop every week.
Which is insane. The fact that Nicky Smokes called Garnacho with 15 minutes left in the game. I've got a Xerxes one from like 10 minutes of time, like, and you can't get Haaland to score.
This is how God is punishing Man City. He's taking it all out on Rudy. Yeah, yeah.
Which is the fairest trade ever, by the way.
Whatever.
No.
But that is the thing that is so fucked about this is that I now, like, in order to get back, I'm trying to just do square picks, and now I've burned almost all of them.
I mean, I just think you should pick more favorable matchups, like, with the square picks. Like, Haaland, you pick them against Newcastle on the road.
I am putting strikers on shuffle, and I'll spin it, and if I
will pay
I'm
you.
Tempted to say, like, if I hate it, I'll spin again, but then
don't.
That's still me.
Yeah, you got to fade yourself.
I think me and Zaw would both be willing to pay you $50 each to just not pick an Arsenal player the entire year.
I do wield some power now.
That's what I'm saying. You're like me with the NFL. Like, I could jinx games. Yeah, like, you can destroy.
You got to go Saka next.
Why didn't you just go Saka this week? If he said he needed a Saka goal to shut everybody up, you should have just said Saka.
I don't know. I just didn't. I think
we had that conversation.
We had that conversation, but I don't know why I didn't do that.
I think you had already given it out.
I think we already had that conversation.
All right.
Yeah. Bookmark it.
The bet picks of the week, Chief Blank. Rudy, Man City, team total, over 3.5. Wank. Za Villa, moneyline, I try to warn you, miss. Nicky Smokes, what else is new? Brentford, Wolves, over 2.5 hit within the first 25 minutes.
This is getting so fucking annoying.
I'm an animal.
Yeah.
It's just what I do. I'm 5-3, Maresh 3-3, you're 3-4, Za is 2-4. Rudy, you actually suck.
No, I do. I wanted to make a statement.
You are a combined... 2-8. That's 20%
between
golden boots and straight up picks.
These are the facts, and I'm not going to run from the facts.
And
I want to say something publicly.
You're also a prick.
That's not nice.
No, because had you took City's actual goal total, you would have laid a little juice, but you would have won. And
well,
you're like,
all,
I'm
wanted,
taking 3.5 for
I
plus
to do
250.
That. I wanted to do that, and Zaw talked me into the City team because he said they were going to spread Fulham open. And he got me juiced up.
Well, that's what got me to take both teams to score no draw in that game.
Yeah, he got me juiced up. And then, of course, what I thought originally was going to happen did happen, where there were City were going to score probably 3, and then Fulham were going to squeak in 1 or 2.
You're a mess.
Here's the thing I need to say, though, okay? Smokes asked me to do this show because I like talking soccer. It's fun. I didn't realize that this was going to be like a gambling show. And I'm not.
It's not all gambling.
No, I know it's not.
Just one day.
But it's an aspect of it.
Correct.
And I'm not historically like a prolific gambler. Like, I just sort of got into it because I work at Barstool. And it's fun.
That's and great.
I'm a casual gambler.
Hey, as long as you're having fun, that's all I care about.
I'm on this show, and I never really thought about the idea of, like, you make a pick, and it's, like, on the website.
On the record, yeah.
And it's, like, I'm trying. I just want you guys to know I'm trying, but do not take my picks.
You have to genuinely be physically ill knowing now that anus is becoming a little gambling inspired with all those parlays.
Well, also, we got to talk about something else, because there's probably a hex going on, because I was a ball hair away from winning $100,000, and I didn't win it.
What?
Again?
No.
You didn't hear about this?
No.
Tell the story.
You didn't hear
this
about the Declaration of Financial Independence?
I don't think so, no.
So I did the Declaration of Financial Independence on anus because we do these wordplay bets like parlays.
Okay.
And I wanted to make one that was a parlay worth $100,000 for the financial of Declaration of Independence.
Oh, no.
And I did Justin Jefferson, Darnell Washington, Davante Adams. See where we're going with this?
Yeah.
The presidents. And then the Adams guy was the Ravens defense.
No, Hamilton.
Sorry, Hamilton.
Okay, because Kyle Hamilton, yeah.
Darnell Washington.
Whoa. Hamilton was on the defense?
Yeah, he was on the Ravens defense, but
he didn't sign.
Said
you had him for to score.
Yeah.
The whole defense, yeah.
It was like also like this is never going to hit. It was like it was like $50 to win $100,000. Darnell Washington's a tight end for the Steelers and was plus 1,000 to score. He had like two receptions last year.
And it hit.
They all hit. And then the only one that didn't hit was the Ravens defense, Hamilton. They didn't score. And then after the fact, I find out that Alexander Hamilton never signed the Declaration of Independence.
So had he done 3 seconds of research, yeah, he would have took him out of the parlay, put an extra $25 on the bet, and would have won $100.
Oh, no.
It would have been
cash money. He would have opened up his DraftKings sportsbook with six figures in it.
No. It would have been 43 grand without the defense.
No,
but
if he took it out, he would have just put more money on the bet to pay $100,000.
If that hadn't been in there, I would have won $40,000. But Maresh is right. I would have just bet more because I needed it to be $100,000. So if I'd done 1 second of Googling, that wouldn't have been part of the parlay.
No way.
Do you still think about it?
I didn't at first. I just thought it was funny because it was so ridiculous.
No way.
And then now that, like, it's
check your bank account, you're like,
it's
damn,
sunk
there
could
be 100 bands
in it's
here
sunk
right
in.
Now.
And then, like, the little, like, nut taps with, like, oh, another golden boot missed. It's like, I just, like, can't win. Like, I just, like, it's a heartbreak. It's a fucking travesty of a story.
That's tough.
Ever since that moment, I've won, I think, like, I'll go out with my friends and I'll bet UFC and shit like that. I'll bet like favorites. I just like
lose everything.
Can't touch a win. Oh, like yeah. I just cannot. Yeah. Maresh, we were together betting UFC.
I gave him a handful of picks. He mushed all of them.
I took them all out. Suicide. Dude. Murder, suicide around me, dude.
You got to stop giving Rudy picks.
I stopped.
100 bandos.
I'm actually actively fading Rudy.
That's what you
and
should.
And you should.
That's like, why anyone watching the show should be fading Rudy. I mean, if you tell him, you're an idiot. But if you fade him, you are a fucking cash cow right now. You might be the hottest better on the planet.
Hotter than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be 8-2.
Yeah.
It'd be unbelievable.
So this is the state of the world I'm in right now. So I don't know I'm not an experienced gambler. Smokes, what do I do in this situation?
You pray and just listen to me.
This is like you guys got to keep shooting.
Yeah.
This is going to turn
eventually.
Out of
it. I would
you see,
say simplify your thought process.
Okay.
$100,000 cash.
And like you, because you know ball, like use that to an advantage.
You guys should put your brains together.
Right. Let me look at the lines.
I did follow
his
lead on the West Ham, so that was a win.
It hit.
Okay.
And United.
Yeah, the draw. I tell you, I could read lines.
Yeah.
It's just when you've been doing it since you were, I don't know if I could say
it. I don't want to rub it in, but I did get this tweet from a guy yesterday who had a 13-leg parlay.
Was it soccer?
No, I'm Bears, but it was $25 and he won $49,000.
That same weekend, another dude on DraftKings won $100,000. Honestly.
It's fucked.
No,
crazy.
Didn't a guy win on your parlay by taking the defense out?
Yes.
What?
Anus fan took it and took the defense out and won. He won he put like
a couple hundred bucks. Probably.
Yeah, he made like $400-$500 or something, but it was like
still.
10 cents. Like, yeah, it was. I'm happy for him.
No, you're not.
I am.
Nice. That's nice.
That's a
of
good
you.
Thing that came out of an awful situation.
Yeah, for sure. But had you just used your brain for 3 seconds, you'd have 100 bands.
Who? First of all, Hamilton not signing the Declaration of
Crazy.
Independence is crazy. It seems so obvious that I didn't even. That's why I didn't research it.
Yeah,
he was.
I knew he was never president, but I thought he was.
About it. He was like in the room, like ghostwriting, but then like didn't get
the room where the room where it happened. He did. Like, he was in the room where it happened.
Producer credits, like Quentin Miller in the Declaration is Drake.
Quentin Miller. Yeah.
Yeah. Is
while we're talking about America, let's talk about Christian Pulisic. This guy is on fire, arguably one of the best wingers.
Za looks
in
like
the
a dead
in
body.
The world.
Oh, AC.
So in general, you look like you're.
No, I'm still in shock, bro. $100,000. Coming close. I'm putting myself in his shoes. Coming that close to $100,000 cash.
Financial independence. Yeah.
And it not being there because of that reasoning. Sorry.
Not knowing your history.
I had the same reaction.
Bro, $100,000 cash.
I text them thoughts and prayers.
$100,000 cash, that's a house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big house. Mm-hmm. Nice down payment. All right, but I wanted to ask you guys this, because Christian Pulisic, he's lighting it up right now. I think he's one of the best wingers in the world. So I want to play a little game with you guys. What do you call that shit? King of the Hill or whatever?
Like this or that, this guy or
winner
that
stays
guy.
On. Stays on.
Okay.
Stays on.
All right, Christian Pulisic or Brendan Johnson?
Pulisic.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yep. It's unfair because I watch Brendan Johnson under a microscope. Pulisic, I pay attention to here and there, so I'll go Pulisic.
I want you involved in this.
Pulisic.
Okay. Pulisic or Jordan Sancho?
Jordan. Oh, my God.
Did I say Jordan?
Pulisic. You're going to get killed.
I meant Jaden. I'm sorry.
Pulisic.
Pulisic.
I'm in the same boat.
I wrote down the wrong notes.
I don't know anything about Pulisic's game right now other than he's doing well.
Pulisic's game right now.
He scores like every game. He's more goal involvements than anybody in the last year, except for like – it's like
Palmer.
And it's more than like Mo Salah. It's more like his scoring touch right now is unbelievable.
Pulisic.
That goal he had was disgusting. That little
it's
volley.
Fucking awesome.
And then did you see like he hit the – well, he drew the PK, and the other guy took it, and the coach came out and said, that will never happen.
Yeah, he's our penalty kick. Yeah, penalty taker.
All right, Pulisic or Mo Salah?
Right now?
Yep.
Pulisic.
Damn. Yeah.
Right now. It's easy. Again, no bias.
He is in form.
If we're talking careers, then Mohamed Salah is the best.
Right.
He's probably the best right winger I've seen in my life in the Premier League.
Right. Well, if you're going to sign a guy to like a four-year contract.
If we're talking the 7 games that have been played, it's Pulisic.
Yeah.
What if you could sign up for like a weekend contract? I'm taking Pulisic.
I think I'm taking him too. Dude, for one game. That'd be sick. That'd be great.
Just a
second. I know exactly. I know where you're going.
Just
with
come over. Give me 15 minutes off the bench.
Yeah. I'm going to go Captain America as well.
Damn.
This segment is not going as I thought it would. Okay. Pulisic or Saka?
Saka.
I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know.
What's that say?
What is that? Assist stats, right?
Assists in the Premier League, 7th, rank 1. Chances created in the Premier League, 27th, rank 1. Chances created from open play in the Premier League, 17, rank 2. Big chances created, 13, rank 1. Expected assists, 3.16, rank 1. Motherfuckers were telling me Cole Palmer is the most creative midfielder in the Premier League.
Stats are misleading.
Wait, when is that from?
What is how many goals
this season? Two.
Who leads the Premier League in clean sheets this year?
Is it still David Raya? It's probably David Raya.
No, it's Andre Onana. So stats are misleading, my friend.
How is that?
How is Man United?
Stats are
no way. No way.
Misleading.
I never would have known that. That seems impossible.
Liverpool and United have the most clean sheets.
The sheet, when he put it together, no one else caught this. In the sheet, he puts down a list of the games that are kind of big. He puts the United game, and then in parentheses after, most clean sheets.
He did put that on the sheet.
Stats,
league leading.
Stats.
Yeah. One. He is one.
Yeah. Now,
it's, three
you've
four.
Given up how many goals?
Two.
Only 8 goals allowed.
Unless the three, stat line I saw.
Four.
Yeah, 4.
Damn.
He has the most?
It's him and Allison.
How the fuck does
that? That is so – that almost seems impossible.
Raya has 3.
How the fuck?
I thought Matt Sells would be up there too because they've only given up 6 goals the whole year.
And I just stopped reading after my agenda was
yeah.
done. So.
Respect, brother.
Respect.
So Pulisic or Saka?
I'm going.
Stats are misleading.
I'm going.
God damn it.
I'm going Pulisic.
I think I am too.
Nah, yeah. Saka. It's Saka. It's Saka.
Here's my thing about comparing these players is like I think of it from the lens of if they weren't on to Manchester United today, does that team become better?
And the
answer is Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
At the end of the day, I'm a patriot.
Yeah. Financial independence.
I got one. No, they don't know
ball. They don't know ball. I mean, they don't know ball. It's Saka. It's Saka. I literally, what do I have to do? I give you my opinion.
You have to, you say have to no. Have a guy I that give can you, finish.
I give you my opinion. You say no. I give you fucking statistics. You say no. I show you footage. You say no. I don't know what else I got
to
do.
I think it's not on you. It's on Saka to start putting the ball in the back of the net.
You said it yourself.
Yeah, he can't score. I said
I want more goals from him. I didn't say he can't score. I said I want more goals from
Saka. 2-7?
I want more goals from Saka. Yes, he's been creating a lot of chances. He's been phenomenal.
Any of those goals penalties?
No, none of them. None
oh,
of them.
All from open play?
None of them are penalty.
Okay.
No, we're not penalty.
No okay. penalty merchants.
All right.
Penalty merchants. All right, last one I got is Pulisic or Bernardo?
Oh, Bernardo.
Nah, Pulisic.
I'm sorry. I just.
I didn't even. I wrote down a list because I was going to do this just to troll Zah. I didn't have Saka on there, but genuinely, he's way better than Martinelli. He's probably better than Trossard. He's better than a lot of guys. Like, he would play for Arsenal.
Is he better than Bernardo? I think there's actually an argument to be made that Bernardo's better.
Yeah. I would probably take
Bernardo. Does way better than – this is insanity. This is absolute – That just processed in my brain. He just said something absolutely crazy.
What?
Way better than Leandro Trossard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
He's better than – I said he's way better than Martinelli. I said he's probably better than Trossard too. He would – and I said he would play for Arsenal. He would play for Arsenal.
He would.
He would.
He would. He would. He's better than Martinelli.
And Trossard. Trossard.
You guys don't even play Trossard.
Yeah, you don't even like him.
Yeah. You don't even
Trossard has been carrying my team.
Yeah, for
he's been carrying my team.
Yeah, you give him 20 minutes off the
Martinelli.
Bench.
Martinelli has just been out of form. Now that Martinelli's back in form, I'm going to tell you this. Mark this again. You motherfuckers in the chat, the ones that always want to come for me for my Arsenal opinions. I know ball. I know exactly how this shit works. I guarantee you, trust me, Martinelli is going to kick on this October. This October run, Martinelli is going to move mad. Bookmark this. We'll do whatever the hell you do in the chat. This right here. Martinelli is going to be a bad man this October. Boom.
Okay, so is Pulisic better than Martinelli?
Yeah. Right now, yeah, because Martinelli's out of form.
Yeah.
Right. I'm fair. I mean, I'm honest. I'm not biased. I told you. But Trossard, he's not better than Trossard.
What?
I mean, that's a hard position to take. Not better than Trossard. If he's better than Martinelli and Martinelli plays more.
Martinelli's
than
not a start. Trossard's a better
we'll
one.
We'll start now.
Yeah.
But right now in the team, the one that's ahead, it's because Odegaard's out that we're moving. Trossard is a utility player. So
right.
You can move him around.
Yeah.
It's because Odegaard is out that we're moving Trossard into that. If Odegaard was there, Martinelli's out.
Yeah, but Pulisic is still better.
But at the start of the year, Martinelli was in over
Trossard. That's Arteta's.
So when everybody was healthy, you were playing Martinelli.
And Trossard was the one winning us games. Martinelli was playing 70 minutes, doing nothing for us, and then being taken off for Trossard to come on and win us games.
Right.
If I learned anything from this segment, it's that if I wanted to do a segment to troll Zah, I'm just going to do all Arsenal players instead.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. It's because we are one of the best teams in the world right now, and that's what they just find it hard to accept. So us being the best team in the world, our players in each position are going to be in contention to be one of the best players in each position.
All right, so let me get a vote from the panel right now. Pulisic or Bernardo? We'll work our way down.
I'll take Christian.
I'm going to be the bigger man, and I'll take Christian Pulisic.
If we're talking right now, Christian Pulisic.
Christian.
God damn, it's good to be an American. I was not expecting this. I came up with this. I was like,
yeah.
No, I think we're going to get like Maresh and Zah all like fired up. Like, how you guys are wankers just backing your American. Like, this guy stinks.
He is banging form.
Yeah, he is.
I looked at the stats this morning, and I was like, oh, shit. He's actually doing really
well.
He's
a problem, bro.
Yeah.
He's good. Fantasy update real quick. Burr, Spurs, probably a loser Spurs fan, but on top of our league. 79 points, 497 total. Hen Bronze, 11, 61 points, 477 total. Benz Bozo, 48 points, 472 total. Nicky Smokes, what do you know? First place yet again on this panel. 46 How? Points, 451 total.
What else?
Zah put up 50, 425 total. Chief, 40, attaboy, 341 total. Maresh, dead last, 21 points, 305 total. You suck. You're getting outmanaged by a fucking How? Wanker.
Who, Chief?
Me.
No, I just completely forgot to set my lineup for about 4 weeks.
I did.
Weeks,
I forgot
so.
To change. I forgot.
I now that I'm now that it's on my radar again. But what I'll say about the guys at the top of our list after looking at the numbers, the disparity, like the change of positions, like if you look week
it's,
over week,
it's tight.
They are moving.
It's
like
tight.
That guy who went up to first, he had like an 80-point week or something.
Yep.
He went like climbed like four positions. So
yeah, you just got to get hot.
You just gotta have the right guys in there and trust
it's
the process.
It's tight up top there. Pause.
I'd rather
wait, how far away? How far away are you, Nicky Smokes?
Is that a pause?
It's not a pause.
You're using it wrong.
Anything tight or big is an auto pause.
It'd be funny. I actually like the idea of saying straight shit and then saying pause.
That's what Zod just did.
Wait, where are you, Nicky Smokes?
He's in 10th, I believe.
I'm in 10th.
How the hell is this dude in 10th?
And you're down.
Because I know ball, bro. You don't know ball, dog.
Nah, he's 451. Let's look at what actually. Okay, so 20 some points.
Fantasy sucks.
I'm smoking you, it's fine. Putting you in a spliff. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Pitch Pick. Shout out to all you guys who've watched. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe. Get active in the chat below. We'll respond. And we're not going to have the regular show Thursday because
break.
International break, but we will have those interviews that we did with Rebecca Lowe and Tim Howard and Patrick Vieira. That'll be coming out this week as well. And then have we decided the date for pro clubs?
I think we should rip Wednesday.
Wednesday. So Wednesday we'll do pro club tryouts. Yeah, so we'll see you there. Drop your gamer tag below if you want to try to get on the squad. And we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for watching.